This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by a really bright person who spends a lot of his time talking about companies transforming themselves inside of healthcare and what that looks like and how it happened, how people do it well and not well. I'm joined by Jeffrey Nemitz. Jeff, can you take a moment to introduce yourself, and then we'll talk some about strategy, branding, digital transformation, and more. Jeff?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. I'm Jeffrey Nemitz, and thank you for inviting me to the Becker's Podcast for healthcare. You know, for over 20 years, I've led a thought leadership and advisory firm working in service of many of the most innovative leaders and their companies throughout the health and what I call care landscape. And my work is really at the intersection of strategy, innovation, I call it capital formation, and most of all, brand, helping to give birth and build and activate brands with purpose. And I call these companies and what we do capital R, which is really the relevant brands in the healthcare space. I'm an entrepreneur. I wake up every day passionate for and about the changing healthcare landscape and the impact I think we can have today on the healthcare system that is, as we know, in many ways outdated and in many respects broken and not really having the kind of value that it should have today. So my role is a consultant, coach, trusted advisor, and I'm about aligning vision and business strategy, products and services to curate brands with purpose.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, you've had a great career in healthcare. And you're doing a great job. When you think about strategy, what's the most interesting strategies you're looking at now? When people talk about strategy, you know, what does that mean in terms of what their plan is going to be, their strategy is going to be? What's the most interesting issues you're seeing?
Well, I think as we know that, you know, the U.S. healthcare, and I'll just focus on that for a moment as opposed to the global economy, is transitioning to a new payment and operating models predicated on value. I'm sure you've heard about that. And while the transition has been somewhat uneven and the trend is toward decentralized care delivery on integrated platforms that what I call provide the right care at the right time, in the right place, at the right price, companies that are in the healthcare business today to position themselves for success, these enlightened health assets and other providers are really needing to disrupt their own business models and to really look at the developing population health business models, which is all about decentralizing service delivery, embracing lower cost technologies, and that increase access like telemedicine, telehealth, and undertaking more risk-based contracting. And so we all know that America is the largest and wealthiest country in the world. And while it has the best healthcare in the world, we continue to remain, in my opinion, a country with the greatest number of consumers who are very sick, on the path to becoming very sick. And we haven't really developed a sea change in taking care of them. So I'll stop there and, you know, I can answer any other question you have about that.
No, thank you very much. And as you see this evolution happening, this movement in healthcare, how does branding tie into strategy? Is branding important, or is branding just sort of marketing stuff where really what is really important is the competence of what people are doing? How does branding tie into all this stuff?
Well, I think there's been, as you can appreciate, a lot of alphabet soup around what does branding really mean. And I think what we have to do is take a step back and, if you would, imagine outside of healthcare, Scott, those brands that you can't live without, you know, that you potentially wake up and they're a part of your routine, you rely on them, they're trusted, you're loyal, you preference them, and that could be a number of different brands, you know, it could be Starbucks, you know, it could be CVS, it could be the new transformation player in luggage, Away Luggage. It is a number of different brands that you're attracted to, because one of the things that you have with these brands is you have an experience. And that experience is becoming more individualized and more supportive of your specific, I'd say, needs and requirements to lead your life. And if you translate that and you think about health and care models today, how are brands thinking about themselves to develop trusted, loyal experiences that really are very individualized in the way they approach care and provide value to customers? So brand is a much more of a holistic approach. Once a business strategy is set, there's a value proposition that is aligned, it's understood, it's then, if you will, identified through the products and services of that company, and then a brand is wrapped around it, the voice, the narrative, the personality, the texture, the tone, the opportunity to actually experience and touch that brand in meaningful ways at different points of really how you approach that brand. You might be, for Starbucks, that person that every morning looks to your mobile app, orders that Starbucks, drives to that Starbucks, and picks up that Starbucks, whether you go through the drive-through or you walk in. You're capturing an experience with that brand, and that brand gets to know you and gets to understand your behaviors. So many of the brands today are looking at new ways in which to understand their audiences. So I'll take a moment to pause and see if there's more I can add to that.
No, that's helpful. And your point on that, it's really got to be a holistic thing. It's not marketing in front of strategy or marketing in front of execution. It's really a whole brand that ties together how you work with the system or how you work with the provider so that you really feel holistically, this is what that provider does. This is how they work with me. This is the feel I have in working with them. I feel taken care of. I feel like they're highly competent. It really ties together with what they do and do well when it's done right, when it's not disconnected from strategy and the holistic of the system or the whole and so forth. You've worked on a lot of interesting clients, a lot of interesting projects. I know that you're speaking today in an event. Talk a little bit about what you speak on when you speak about disruption and speak about those kinds of things. I know you're at a private equity event. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think as we understand today, there's literally millions and millions of dollars being invested in the healthcare sector along the continuum of health assets, care assets in the home, at retail, online, in different areas of medicine, and how private equity is looking at really these sectors as fundamentally change agents for not only better outcomes for patients, but truly businesses that really are relevant and can provide value to their stakeholders, to their investors, their shareholders. And one of the things that I'm talking this weekend about is the importance of AI-enabled information, data and analytics, and fresh insights to work towards anticipating patient requirements. You know, in what I call the traditional paradigm, or the one that we grew up with, or our parents grew up with, you know, if there was an emergency, if there was a need to have a prescribed procedure, you know, you showed up either at that emergency room or you checked in, had pre-admission, and there was no real true understanding of who that patient was and what they presented with, you know, beyond perhaps if there was time to get the vitals of that information, that person as a patient, meaning blood pressure and certain tests and what they were there for. AI-enabled healthcare today is a way in which you can predict, based on medical conditions, other, if you will, information to anticipate a whole range of challenges that patients have when they're entering the care system, post-healthcare delivery, and on their way back into wherever they may be receiving their support care with caregivers and family members. And I think this is a huge shift today in terms of how healthcare assets, whoever they may be, are looking at augmented intelligence, their data and analytics, and they're looking to innovate around how they view their customer, How can they be much more customer obsessed and bring more value, and through that value, innovation to make that experience much more meaningful, and naturally the patient outcomes that they're looking for can be achieved. So this is a big shift today, and private equity is looking at technologies, whether you're looking at behavioral health, if you're looking at ophthalmic care, if you're looking at substance abuse, any of the heart management, diabetes management, insulin management, whatever that is, the underlying thread to all of this success with these companies and how they are serving their patient populations is AI. If you don't have it, you're not going to win. And so what I'm advocating today is a transformation around who are the companies today that are advancing and looking at the underneath the stacks of information that they're relying on to do better and provide more and understand how to manage that patient and track that patient to potentially develop what I call lifetime patients through value-based care. This is the big shift in healthcare today. So that's a topic I'm talking about.
No, and it's fascinating. It almost reminds me, like, when you go to a doctor's thing checked out significantly on a shoulder, an arm, whatever, a knee, whatever it might be. And in the old days, they did it by feeling, asking you questions. Now with x-rays and imaging, and almost today, it seems like almost Neanderthal to not have an insight to really see what's going on inside the person. And it's similar. If you don't really understand your data in a similar way, it's really hard to ultimately serve your customer in the right way and be efficient, because you end up having to use crazy amounts of resources to get to the same place as if you had great, great data that's been analyzed through in the right way. It's a fascinating sort of evolution in how the world has evolved and developed.
Right.
Jeff, you're a brilliant person, a pleasure to visit with. How do people get to learn more about you or get in touch with you if they wanted to visit with you further?
Well, I think two things that I'm actively, you know, involved with and advocating for. One is a wonderful organization called Matter. I'm sure you're familiar with it, Scott. Matter's based in Chicago. It's an incubator for enterprising early stage startups and business models in health and care. They've invested in supporting hundreds of companies thus far over the last 5 years. Many of the leading, I'd say, healthcare companies, both public and privately held, are involved in Matter. And I'm involved as a mentor at Matter, and I'm developing a series of workshops this year to help these enterprising startups think about the various aspects of their life cycle and what they have to do to be prepared to be more successful. So certainly one way to reach me is through Matter. Another way to reach me that I'm involved in actively is LinkedIn and LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It's, you know, it's an underutilized, under perhaps valued pathway today. Every day I'm on LinkedIn reading, networking, providing commentary, providing values. And, you know, I view it as a really a voice for business and exchange. And I have many conversations with new people every day through that pathway. So those are two examples. Certainly you can find me on my website, transformpartners.com. And you can, you know, learn more about me there.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us today. And good luck on your presentations that you're giving at the Private Equity Conference. Just a pleasure visiting with you, as always. Thank you very much, Jeff.
Scott, thank you for including me. Bye-bye.